Today I was the real me and it happened at the U-Haul store. Today I was at the store at the U-Haul because I had to rent a truck to move some stuff. But something really unexpected happened while I was there. I felt like the real me was coming out. I came home and I told Rochelle, you know, today I was me. I was myself. I was shocked. I was thinking back on today, and I told my wife, I told Rochelle, you know, I'm still in there. There's just so much happening that sometimes the real me gets a little dusty, a little lost, but I'm still in there. And maybe you know what I'm talking about when you go through so much in life that you wonder, am I still in there? Is the real me still in there, that person who God created me to be? Well, I want to tell you about my story today to encourage you. So, as I said, today was a work day at work, and so we were moving a bunch of stuff and painting and trimming trees and fixing things. It was a fun day, actually. Part of my task was, there were three of us, it was to go and get a truck, rent a U-Haul truck, a 15-footer, and put a bunch of wood, basically, in there and move it from one campus to another. And so we got that done. It was actually a great day. We were done by 2 o'clock, and then I had to do some more stuff till about 4. But when I went and picked up the truck, at first, actually, it was kind of a nightmare because the guy that was there, really nice guy, Mike, shout out to Mike at the U-Haul in Costa Mesa. But he had forgotten, I guess, a few things from the night before. He had checked in my truck as a different truck. And so when I went and picked up the truck that I had reserved, it didn't show up on the system, even though it was literally right outside the door, and that's the one that I had rented or I had reserved. And so he was telling me how that truck had come back to the store last night, and I guess there were some problems with it, that it had only been gone for like a day, but it had 180,000 miles. No, like 30,000 miles more than when they left it and when it was there. And there's no way that whoever rented it could have done that in one day. And then he said that because of that, the system had charged him like $80,000 for a one-day rental. So all that was happening, and there I was supposed to be back at the church in like 20 minutes. An hour and a half later, I finally got back to the church. But that wasn't the story. That was just kind of the beginning, because through it all, I have been I've been upset at times in situations like that for many different reasons. Sometimes I'm in this environment where everything's about who's to blame for things, for being late, for something not working out. So I've become that way, unfortunately, some. But today, I was the true me. The guy was just kind of struggling with the system. And then he told me, as he was apologetic, of course, he said, hey, today's my first day. I just finished the training like just a couple days ago. So he was on the phone calling his boss, and Mitch was his name. He was helping him out and said, hey, did you check this, check that? He's like, yeah. And then he said, maybe you checked in the wrong truck. And he said, oops. And so the guy figured it out. But through the whole process, I was just full of grace and love and conversation, saying, hey, we got this. All along, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, when I get back, they're going to yell at me. And it happened. But in the moment, with people in the real world, I was Jesus to Mike. I was a man who understood what it's like to be under pressure and mess things up. And if his boss was helping him out, why would I not show him grace as a customer, especially as a man of God, as a pastor, just as a human being? So yeah, for the whole hour I was there, he felt so bad. And I kept saying, hey, Mike, we got this. We got this. It's okay. You're learning so much. The next time that this happens, you're going to know exactly what to do. I was just giving him life encouraging him, not making it worse for him. He felt so bad. He then threw in a free dolly and blankets, you know, just to make it up. And I said, hey, man, thank you. It all worked out. And then as we were wrapping up, I was telling him about kind of the project. And I said, yeah, it's at this church where I work and blah, blah, blah. And we're doing this and that for Easter and then Christmas. And then he asked me, he said, what church do you go to? And I said, I go to this church down the street. I said, hey, if you want to come, I'd love to have you come for Easter. And he didn't say anything. He wasn't like, oh, man, this is like my moment. I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to get baptized. Oh, Lord, forgive me. No, it wasn't like that. The gospel was preached, quote unquote, just in my attitude, in what I said and what I didn't say, in the way I treated him on his first day on the job after messing up the rental. And not only my rental, but I guess also the previous guy, charging him all this money and blah, blah, blah. He was having a bad couple days, but I made it better. I helped him to get through it. And I'm sure that Mike, maybe he'll never remember me. He'll never see me again, but he'll remember that he messed up. And maybe he'll think, you know what? That guy didn't make me feel worse. He actually made it okay to make a mistake on my first day at the job. And he wasn't like a kid. You know, he was maybe in his 40s. So you could have said, oh, he should have known better. And actually, when I talked to my friend and told him the experience, exactly what he said. Well, he should have known better. He wasn't a very good guy. I said, he was awesome. That was unfortunate. But I found the true me. Not that I found. I just saw the real me. It wasn't forced. It wasn't me trying to be a good Christian or a pastor or an evangelist or giving him a flyer. I mean, I could have, but like Francis of Assisi, Saint Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. I was Jesus to this man who needed just to know that it's okay to make mistakes. And that tomorrow and next week, when he doesn't make that mistake again, or if he does, he'll know that, hey, it's okay. And he learned. He learned to press this button and that button. Mitch helped him. I was there. It was all good. Yeah, I got to the job site an hour and a half later. And yeah, people were mad at me. And I took the hit. And I didn't blame the man, even though they were blaming him for me. But I felt at peace. I felt like the true me came out, not the old me or the work me, but just the real me, a man of grace and love and compassion, of second and third chances. And why would I not do that after all the chances God has given me, after so many mistakes that I make every day? And yet I keep learning and I keep growing, and God keeps loving me and forgiving me and using me. So maybe you feel like you're not being the true you these days at work, at home, with yourself and your thoughts. You're still in there. How did I do that today? I was just, you know, I think being sick, I've had this head cold for like 3-4 days, kind of made me less, have my defenses down, made me less maybe aggressive, more weak. And so the Bible says that in our weakness, we are stronger. Maybe what you need is to show your weakness to somebody else, is to admit that you don't know what you're doing either, that you also make mistakes, that you still feel like it's your first day at work or in your relationship or with your depression or anxiety or your battle with anger or with financial stress, that you're a human being. And perhaps that's what people need from you the most. Maybe that's what you need the most, so that you can let the real you come out. Have the real Shady, Slim Shady, please stand up. Please stand up. Shout out to Baxter, my beautiful friend. So it's okay to be you. In fact, the real you is waiting to come out. All it needs is a little bit of honesty and weakness, maybe a little sickness here and there, a little bit of saying, hey, I need help. Can you give me a couple more days to finish this report? Even if it costs you your status, your ego, maybe you can lose the battle but win the war. Not only here, but in heaven and for eternal reasons. You never know. So today I learned a lot of the U-Haul truck guy, with the U-Haul truck guy. And I thank God for that today. And I hope that it helps you. Please share this episode or this podcast with a friend. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. I am trying to grow my audience to have a greater impact upon people. You matter to me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following me. If you would like my coaching, let me know. Email me at triggerdavidtrigg.com. Follow me on Instagram at David Trigg. Thank you much for being here. And I'll see you next time. Adios.